Good morning, and he has risen.
He's risen indeed.
That's right. So I'm so happy to be here with my family. Some of them are upstairs watching us like you are. And I have Bo here on the guitar, cajon. Say hi, Bo.
Hi.
And you're supposed to say hi to someone.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Evan. How are you?
So we're so glad that you joined us too, Evan. And this is my future daughter-in-law, Anya.
Hello.
And Bailey will be joining us in just a second. He's behind the camera. But we put together some Easter songs. This is our little mini Easter choir. Normally, every year, we have a choir directed by Candy at Easter and at Christmas. But, you know, I don't have the technology to put everyone in that Zoom frame and do this big choir. So you get it live in our basement with our family. So let's start. And our cat, Prim, she might show up. She likes to worship the Lord too, so you'll hear her meowing. She loves it. There she is. Ready?
Is alive. He's alive.
Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. Jesus is alive. He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Oh, happy day, happy day. You have washed my sins away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day. What a glorious way that you have saved me. Oh.
It's like a train, you get on it, and you're just like, whoa, let's just get faster.
I can see the
waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children crying out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. Same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us.
Lift your name on high.
that song. That goes way back, what, about 20 years? If not, 30. Wow, 30 years. And for me, Easter is all about the song that we're just about to sing. I'm going to take your... Get ready. This will be like our choir piece, right? Yes. Did you want to say hi to your mom or your folks or your relatives that are watching?
I hope so. Hi, Mom and Dad, if you guys are watching.
Happy
Hopefully
Easter.
Hopefully they figured it all out.
That's all right. The good thing about this, some of you have said that you can't watch it till later because Facebook Live or whatever, your device. It's okay as long as you join us. We're so glad that you're here. And I wish I had a screen showing me who was here and giving us hearts or thumbs up, but I don't. So when we normally do these little services, we're just like back putting the spot to sing, and that's all we know what's going on. But we know in our hearts and our minds that you're out there with us singing along. And Miss Jody Hermes is supposed to be putting up the titles of the song, and if you don't know the words, you know, you have a handy-dandy little device, just Google it. You can have it right there in your hands, okay? All right.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing Christ is risen from the dead.
Singing together on Easter. And I know some of you are sad that you're separated from your families this morning, but know that God sees that, sees you right where you are, and he can send comfort and peace to you. And thank God for technology. Thank God for technology. Yeah, I ask Bo and I need to sing a song.
Took a breath, you breathe your life in me. coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, wall you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Yeah. came sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and came the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, defeated death.
Sing the song every Easter. It was my mom and dad's favorite. So here we go. Hello to all my relatives back in Oklahoma and California and wherever you are. I love you guys. Hope you're safe. Barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day. I find the soldiers breaking through to drag us up. Just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. And I hurried to the window, looked down to the street, expecting swords and torches, and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stayed there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. Stones have been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran towards the garden. Then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shade. And how aware they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened, but what I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. The air was filled with a strange and sweet view. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and clung to him and cried. I looked into his eyes. Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Every fear I ever had just melted in. He's alive. Stay tuned for the communion service and the word of God. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good morning, church. He is alive. He has risen indeed. Join me this morning as we start off our service with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you and I praise you for this incredible Resurrection Sunday, this day that we get to celebrate what you have done for us on that cross. Father, we are so grateful for everything that you have accomplished on our behalf, for laying down your life for our sake. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Father, for the wonderful blessings you have poured out in our lives. Father, I ask that you would be with us this morning as we spend some time together in your word, that you would speak to us and encourage us, Father God. And Lord, as we begin our service this morning, I do want to lift up a couple of people specifically in prayer together this morning. Lord, I think of our brother Bob, who's in the hospital this morning and dealing with pneumonia. Lord, we praise you and thank you, first of all, that he does not have this horrible virus. Lord, we pray that you would just minister to him and bring healing and wholeness to his flesh. And Lord, I think of this morning our brother Jerry, who's dealing with some complications from his shoulder surgery. And I ask, Lord, that you would minister to his body. God, that you would touch him, that you would bring wholeness and strength to him. Lord, we trust in you for that healing. And I pray that you would minister to him this morning. And Lord, of course, we pray for wisdom and discernment for our nation, for our leaders. Lord, that we would know the exact path of everything we are supposed to do. Lord, from shelter-in-place orders to vaccines to just all the different decisions that need to be made on a state and local and national level. Lord, would you give our leaders wisdom and discernment this day, that they would bring honor to you, God, that you would fill them with direction, and that they would do what is wise and right in defeating all of this illness that has plagued us this very day. Lord, of course, more than anything, we trust in you for that healing. We trust in you, Father God, to wipe out that disease and to keep us safe. Lord, we commit our morning to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, certainly things are going to be a little bit different today than they have been for us in past years as we celebrate this wonderful resurrection of our Lord. But I want to make something very clear this morning at the start of all of this. Absolutely nothing, not COVID-19, not social distancing, absolutely nothing can take away our reason for celebration today. We have an unending, incredible reason to worship and celebrate today. And nothing's going to stand in our way of doing that, even if it has to look a little bit different than it usually looks. Before we go along too much further this morning, I want to share with you something. I'm going to tell you just how we're going to end our service today. See, we're going to join together in communion this morning. I know it might seem a little strange, but we're going to have live cast communion together this morning. What I need you to do is to gather together the elements in your own home. Some bread, a cracker, juice. Get all those ready. You might not be able to watch for a second, but stay within listening distance as you do that this morning. And I got to tell you, even though this may be different than normal, today of all days, we absolutely need to celebrate communion together as we remember what our Lord has done for us on that cross. When we join together later for communion, we will pray over communion at that point, and we will all join together at the same time with the bread and with the juice. So just wait till the end, and I will give you some more instructions about that. If you were with us last week, you'll recall that we talked about this past week being a week of reflection, a time to think about all the things that Jesus has done for us, all the things that he has provided for us, all that he went through for us. Last week, of course, was Palm Sunday, and we talked about the fact that Jesus entered into Jerusalem. We talked about all the different events that led up to his arrival at Jerusalem. And then we spent a few minutes talking about some of the other things that happened during that particular week. And we focused in a little bit on that crowd that had gathered. See, they were the ones who, as Jesus rode in on that donkey, laid down their cloaks and their palm branches, and they shouted, Hosanna. They shouted, Blessed be the name of the Lord. But then just a few days later, they were the same people that stood there shouting, Crucify him. Crucify him. And that roughly is where we left off last week. Jesus being sentenced, Jesus being crucified. But today we rejoice as we stand on the other side of those events. Yes, Jesus went through that sentencing. Yes, he was beaten. Yes, he was crucified. But more importantly, he defeated death. He rose again, and he is alive today. And that's why we celebrate. That's why we rejoice. During that punishment, during that crucifixion, we know Jesus was forced to carry his cross right up to Golgotha, to that point of crucifixion. We know that his physical body was hung on a cross. Years ago, that cross was nothing more than a symbol of pain and suffering. Honestly, it was a weapon used probably most notably by Rome, but it was a weapon to send a message to those who might dare to stray. That cross was feared because when people saw that cross, they knew that the only thing it could mean was torture and pain for someone. Today, that same cross stands as a symbol of freedom. Freedom for a lost and dying world. You know, honestly, it's amazing to think about that. How God took something as horrifying as a cross that people only related bad things to, and he turned that same cross into a symbol of something so glorious and so good. Those two simple little lines that form a cross, they mean far more than most of us realize, or that many of us realize. See, they're far more beautiful than any piece of jewelry you can find. They mean much more than any wall-hanging art piece you might have in your home. And they certainly are much greater than any symbol or sign we could make with our hands. That cross should speak to us. That cross should shout to us. It should tell us, it should remind us of all of the hope, all of the life that we have. It should remind us of our blessed assurance. That cross, as we see it today, should remind us of everything we have because of what Jesus did. That cross, as unlikely as it may seem, provides a path of redemption for all mankind. It's been many years since we've seen any kind of Resurrection Sunday similar to today. Our world is in turmoil. Nations are blaming other nations. Fingers are being pointed in all different directions. And we've heard report after report over the last several weeks of people dying. In fact, just a few weeks ago, a local pastor here was diagnosed with COVID and passed away just a few days later. Last week, we received word that one of our district presbyter's mothers passed away from the virus. And I'm sure many of us have been touched personally, were affected personally by this particular pandemic. Well, maybe we're just sitting there this morning wondering how anyone could celebrate anything at this time. Well, let me say, our world is not a complete stranger to these kind of events. It's been a while, but we've dealt with pandemics in the past. We've dealt with other issues in the past, and unfortunately, all of them do result in the loss of life to some degree. No question, every one of us today needs to be wise in the decisions that we're making and the actions that we're taking. I get that. But what really seems to be the issue with this pandemic, the real fear, is not knowing what comes next. It's not the virus that we're all terribly worried about. It's the unknown that scares us or riddles us with fear. And that is where the cross comes back into light for us this morning. It's that symbol that reminds us of the life that we can have. Life eternal with our Creator. Life in heaven with God our Father, which is the most important aspect of life. It's something we could never have without that cross. It's times like these that perhaps we realize more than other times the need of that cross that stands before us. Let me share with you this morning, Scripture is very clear regarding our need of that cross. It tells us that we are all sinful individuals and that we are in need of a Savior. See, unfortunately, a very long time ago, Adam and Eve made some decisions, and through their decisions, sin entered into this world. And every man since then, born of woman, is a sinful individual, except one. And that's Jesus. Romans 3:23 clearly tells us, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." All of us. There is not a person alive today that is without sin. And it's because of that sin that none of us on our own are able to be in the presence of God. Why? Because God is perfect and He cannot be in the presence of sin. Because we are sinful beings, because we have made wrong choices, we have blocked the way between us and Him. The only hope we have is to be washed clean of those sins. And that cleansing comes from the cross. That's the only place we are able to be cleansed, is through that cross that Jesus bared on our behalf. Without that cleansing, we deal with death. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Let me make something very clear to us this morning. Death is not the absence of life here on earth. Death is separation from God for all eternity. That's what death is. Not being able to be in His presence, our Creator's presence. Fortunately, that verse I just read does not stop where I stopped reading. Let me read the rest of the verse to you. "For the wages of death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." What is that gift? That gift is that cross where Christ willingly laid down His life for us. He died in our place. He died to pay the price that we could not pay. On that cross, He bridged a chasm that separates us from God the Father. The gift that bridged that great chasm came because God loved us so much, desires to be with us so much, that He willingly gave His Son for each and every one of us. Romans 5:8. "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I got to tell you, probably one of the most amazing truths in that text that I just read is the fact that Jesus died while we were still sinners. He didn't wait for us to get right. He didn't demand that we do anything first. God loved us so much. God wants us to have that eternal life so much that He allowed His one and only Son to die on the cross while we were still sinners, so that our sins might be covered and washed clean. But it didn't end there. Jesus died. His physical body suffered death. But more importantly, 3 days later, He rose from the dead. He defeated death and He conquered sin so that we might be redeemed. He did that for us. He did that for all mankind. And if you are willing to trust in what He did for us, you can have that gift of eternal life that the cross symbolizes this morning. Let me tell you, it's not a difficult or burdensome task or process. Scripture simply tells us to confess and believe. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And just a couple verses later, we're reassured in chapter 10, verse 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The greatest, the best, the most powerful symbol of the cross is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because through that, our sins are forgiven. And with the forgiveness of our sins, we can have eternal life with God our Father. When we trust Christ and know then what lies ahead for us, we can stand in overcoming power. We can overcome the fear of the unknown that I spoke about earlier. For Christians, the born-again believer in Jesus Christ, today marks one of the most important days of the year for us. As we celebrate that bodily resurrection of Jesus the Messiah, we rejoice knowing no matter what takes place in this life, because we have confessed Jesus as our Savior, we have the hope of eternal life with God our Father. The cross, as we see it today, it is a symbol of eternal life for us. No longer the symbol of pain and suffering that it once was, but now the symbol of life. If you do not have this assurance this morning, if you do not see the cross as this symbol of peace and hope and eternity this morning, then we want to encourage you to reach out and talk to someone who does. This is the hard part of the social distancing, but find a family member, find a friend, find a neighbor that you can talk to, that you can ask more about Jesus and what he's done for you. And if you don't have any of those, if there's no one else in your life that you can reach out to, please, please reach out to us. Email us, call us, private message us on Facebook. If you want to know more about Jesus as Savior of your lives, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. We would be glad to pray with you, to talk to you, to share more with you. We want you to have that same hope that those of us who have trusted the Lord have this morning. No question that the pandemic the world faces today is serious. Again, wisdom and discernment are needed at every turn. None of us truly knows who will or will not be affected by this virus. Gloves and masks have become the symbol of the times today. But they too will pass away. A day will come when this pandemic will be nothing but a history lesson. Not so with our eternity. One day, we will all face our mortality. One day, we will all have to face that symbol of the cross. Will we remember it as a beautiful symbol of what Christ did for us, that gave us life eternally with our Heavenly Father? Or will we see it as a symbol of something we wish we understood? Don't let the fear of the unknown, don't let fear in and of itself rob you of eternity today. Trust the words you have heard this morning. They might be words you've heard many times. They might be words you've heard for the first time. But from this day forward, let the cross be the symbol of hope and eternal life to you. Let it minister to your heart. Let it soothe your soul. And let this Resurrection Sunday be a whole new start to your life. Let today be the day that that old rugged cross brings new meaning to your life as a symbol of hope and joy and peace today. As believers in Jesus Christ, we are to share in communion together. It's another act of remembrance about what Christ did for us on the cross. Confessing his sacrifice, confessing that we are sinners, and that through that cross, through that punishment, we are washed clean. So today we want to complete our Resurrection Sunday service, sharing communion together. Understand, you don't need to be a part of Sanctuary Church to join us today. But you do need to be a part of the church. You do need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. While you are getting the elements ready there in your own home this morning, let me remind you of something that Paul said regarding communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Participating in communion is a reverent and holy time. We need to take a second to pause and reflect on our own attitude, our own lives, our own heart conditions. If you are not a believer in Jesus Christ this morning, or if you are not in a right place, in other words, if you are willingly, actively engaged in a sinful lifestyle, then I would encourage you this morning not to participate in communion. Because as the text we just read says, you would be eating and drinking judgment on yourself. We are going to pause just a very brief second here. I am going to gather my elements this morning, which are next to me here, and I'm going to give you just a minute to reflect on your heart condition. And then we will share in communion together. Take the bread this morning, or the cracker, or whatever element you have, and hold it in your hand this morning. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father God, I stand here this morning just in awe at what you chose to do for me, for us. Lord Jesus, the fact that you picked up that cross after being beaten, the fact that you walked it to your own designated spot of crucifixion, the fact that you laid down on that cross and spread your arms out for me is overwhelming. Thank you, Lord, for the beating you took that I might be forgiven. Let's partake in the bread together this morning. Take the juice in your hand this morning. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Again, Lord, I can't say anything but thank you. Nothing I say, God, can take the place of what you did. Not only being nailed to that cross, not only having those thorns crushed down on your brow, but then taking that spear in your side where blood and water flowed. It's because of that blood flow that I am cleansed, that we are cleansed, that we are forgiven this morning, that chasm has been bridged, and that we have the opportunity for eternal life today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's partake of the cup together this morning. Pray that throughout the day today, you continually remember what Jesus has done for you, for us. We may be gathered together in smaller groups, having dinner by ourselves, whatever the case might be, but we can still celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Let's close in prayer this morning. Father, I thank you first and foremost for what you did on that cross, that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life. Lord, this morning I think of those that maybe have heard this message for the first time or have for some reason ignored this message in the past. Lord, I bring them before you this morning and ask God that you would pierce their hearts today, that you would tenderize them today, that the Holy Spirit would be able to break through whatever barrier has blocked it before and speak to them today, that they might understand the importance of the cross that's before them today, that they might see that symbol in a new way, that they might bow their heads perhaps for even the first time today, accepting you as Lord and Savior of their lives, changing who they are, and being assured of their salvation in you, no longer fearing the unknown, no longer fearing what might come after this earthly life, but trusting in you and being renewed today by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the beautiful day you have given us. And I pray that you would be glorified in and through our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful Resurrection Sunday.